Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 1 is out today on Blu-ray and DVD. It was one of last year's highest-grossing films, earning more than $750 million around the world. It is the third in the series based on Suzanne Collins' best-selling Hunger Games books. We spoke with director Francis Lawrence when the film first came out, and I asked him why he thought these films were so popular.
I think it goes all the way back to the source material that Suzanne Collins created. You know, she had this idea to write a series of books for teenagers about the consequence of war. And I think every decision that she made was based on that idea. And then she's created a really compelling story, great characters, especially the character of Katniss, which I think is going to sort of go down as one of the great characters of all time. And then you kind of have the magic of this cast, you know, populating those characters.
What was the hardest part about bringing this to the big screen, though? Because there are a lot of things that you have to do that we can just imagine in the book. But when you bring it to the big screen, you've got to create the image on screen and sometimes very complicated images.
Yeah, the trick with this is that the first half of this book, you know, we've split the book into two movies. And the first half of this book is very internal, and a lot of this movie deals with a propaganda war. And so in the book, Katniss is thinking about things and hearing about things a lot, and we're not seeing very much of it, which can be fine for a reading experience. But for a movie experience, we needed to figure out how to make that visual. And so the adaptation of that sort of internal dialogue that Katniss is having with herself and turning that into a visual experience was pretty tricky.
Why did you split it into two?
Quite honestly, to get more book in the movies. You know, it's always challenging when you take a 400-plus page book and you try and distill it down to a two-hour movie. There's a lot of loss. But, you know, one of the reasons that we did this was that there really are two distinct stories in this, the front end being the kind of propaganda war and where Katniss really starts to take on the responsibility as a symbol for the rebellion and she starts to fight back. The second one, you know, really is a war story and much more about revenge and vengeance.
Well, let's talk about what Katniss is doing in this film, which is largely making propaganda films. At first, it seems like Katniss doesn't want to take part in this. She later agrees. And here in this scene, Katniss meets the television crew that's going to follow her every move. Let's listen.
You're all from the Capitol? Plutarch got you out?
Don't expect much chit-chat from him. Capitol cut his tongue out years ago. And no, it wasn't any sort of rescue, if that's what you mean. We all fled on our own. For this. For you.
You know, as I was watching this and seeing how important propaganda was, I couldn't help but think of the news that's going on right now and ISIS even making these propaganda films that they are of beheadings and other things.
It's pretty chilling when you see some of the ways that some of the ideas and imagery in this movie is sort of mirrored in what we see on the news today. And I was just recently talking to Suzanne Collins about it. She said, you know, unfortunately, it mirrors things that have been happening, you know, for hundreds, if not thousands of years.
One of the people we heard in that clip there was Natalie Dormer, who people may know from Game of Thrones. There's also Mahershala Ali is in this movie, who people may know from House of Cards. Did their success in those shows increase their chances of being cast in these roles? Did that have anything to do with it?
No, it was purely their acting ability. I mean, Natalie and I had been trying to work together for a while. Actually, we met with her about a TV show years ago. I've been a fan of hers for a long time. A bunch of us were a fan of Mahershala from the show, but really it wasn't the popularity of the show. It was really just how perfect they were for the characters.
And, of course, there is the late Philip Seymour Hoffman, and there were a lot of questions about what exactly was going to happen with his role. Can you tell us a little bit about what you had to do after he passed away to make this movie? Because he is all over this movie.
Yeah, he is a big part of it. You know, on Catching Fire, he shot for about 3 weeks. And I think over the 3 weeks, he worked for about 10 days. In these movies, we shot part one and part two back to back. He was scheduled for, I want to say, 55 days. I mean, he had a lot more work. He was almost finished with his work on the movies when he died. And he had two substantial scenes left, one for each movie. There was no way we were ever going to try and duplicate him digitally somehow and craft some kind of a performance. I mean, he, you know, was one of the best, you know, actors alive. And there's no way we're going to try and, you know, make up a performance from him. So we rewrote the scenes and gave his parts to other actors. But, you know, I think quite honestly, the toughest thing for everybody was just dealing with it emotionally, getting back to work, trying to find a groove again after he died.
This is a Hunger Games movie that does not include a Hunger Games. Do you think people are going to be disappointed by that?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, quite honestly, it was sort of a relief for me that I, you know, could tell a story that sort of moves forward and the stakes kind of ratchet up and it becomes a little more global within the Hunger Games world, rather than sort of following the same kind of narrative structure again and, you know, going back through the Capitol and training and another set of games. I think it would start to feel pretty repetitive by now.
Francis Lawrence is the director of Mockingjay Part 1. Francis Lawrence, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Are you?